Our next prayer focused are the jealousy indicators. So the group that analyzed this data over the 182 cities, they looked at identity theft per capita, thefts per 1,000 residents, fraud, and other complaints per capita. In the last 3 years, the four cities, because of their size and population that were identified in San Bernardino County, sadly, all got worse in their rank. San Bernardino went from 84 rank to 69 this year. So 84 last year. Ontario was 120 last year. Now they're 103. So they went up 17 points. Rancho was 129. It's now 110. They went up 19 points. Fontana, or down, I should say, but they're on the rank up. Fontana ranked 150. Now they are 130. So that's 20 points difference. So why did this happen? We need to pray and cover these communities and their surrounding cities. So we just lift them up right now and our county and pray a hedge of protection from anyone moving in to our county with wrong intentions. We pray Psalm 91 over the entire county. We pray new life. We pray for people to come to know Christ in droves. We pray for transformation. We pray for the conviction of sin and that they would stop doing the crimes that they are doing. We pray there would be more intercession, and we lift up gangs, cartel, terrorist groups, that they would be caught and stopped, or they would be led to the Lord and transformed. We are grateful, Father, for all the new operations that took place to work on these specific crimes. Operation Grizzly, a multi-agency operation targeting people that were violated parole. Fentanyl and money was found in Rancho Cucamonga after a big investigation. Four Colombian nationals were arrested for their alleged roles in organized residential burglary that targeted homes in Southern California. Over 70 arrested firearms in a crime suppression operation. Operation Firewall led to 101 arrests for child exploitation across San Bernardino County. Inland Empire Operation Volcano netted 42 arrests in a crackdown on online child sexual exploitation, ended with 42 arrests, wrapping up an expansive investigation into people accused of trading child sexual abuse material. And this is just a few. So let's continue to pray, Father, that we pray that more and more of these operations are powerful, effective, successful, that they're able to net much more than they thought they would. Crime rates would go down in all stealing categories in each city. Outreaches would address stealing. Sentences for thieves to work and pay back what they stole would be in place to the victims. More graffiti laws in each community. Citizens would vote to ensure vandals fix, pay for, and paint over damaged items. More task forces to find vehicles faster, especially those selling parts for more evil. Greater education for cybercrime preventions, more cyber PI experts to identify criminals, and where there are no city council, county supervisor would create teams to address the problems and prevention in each of the cities. In the mighty name of Jesus.